Whoa. How did I get here? Did I just do that? No. Maybe? Huh? Oh, look! You've got quite the spooky setup going. I see you've dug out those tall candles. Ooh, and what is that you're burning? Cedar? It's cedar, isn't it? Nice touch, my friend. Aw, you've even brought out your charging crystals. It looks like a cute little seance. Huh. You actually look pretty spooked. Like you've just seen a ghost. Oh, no. Oh, boy. This is a seance, isn't it? Oh, God, and you summoned me here, didn't you? Oh, God. Oh, no. Please, no. Oh, my God, I can explain everything. Oh, God, you look like you're going to pass out. Look, I know how strange it must be to see a dead girl standing in your living room, but I promise to answer whatever questions you have, but first you have to breathe. If you faint, I cannot do anything about that. Literally. I'm dead. Oh, I'm not equipped for this. Here, look. Why don't I, just sit in this little salt circle and we can just talk, yeah? See? Nothing to be afraid of. Just breathe with me, okay? Inhale deeply. Exhale slowly. Listen, I know I can't breathe, but I'm trying to help, okay? Look, no sudden movements from me. I'll just sit here quietly. No funny business, okay? Just... And... Good. Yeah, okay? All right, good. God, you gave me quite the start. Oh, that was terrifying. Which is ironic, considering the situation. What was that? The cabinets. What about the cabinets? Oh, we're jumping right into it, aren't we? Okay, fair. I did say I'd answer whatever questions you had, so, yeah, about those. This is going to sound absolutely ridiculous, but would you believe me if I told you that that was always an accident? Yeah, I really enjoy watching you cook, or just being in the kitchen in general. I can tell it's one of your happy places, and seeing you immerse yourself in whatever dish you're making is really wonderful to watch. Ooh, like that time you tried to make that souffle from scratch? That was a treat. You're always experimenting, and it smells so good. That, and you're so lively. You turn the music up, you start dancing around, which, by the way, can be really dangerous. You should be more careful. I miss food. Sorry, off topic. I'm sorry. Anyways, when I hear the music and you just grabbing things up, I genuinely get excited, and I may or may not zoom across the apartment, which in turn leads to me forgetting to phase through the walls. And in turn, the cabinet.
Shoot.
Turns out I am pretty bad at being a ghost. Speaking of forgetting to phase through things, about your vase, I am so, so sorry about that. I feel absolutely terrible. Yeah, I was looking through your vinyl one day, and of course, wasn't paying attention and bumped it clean off the table.
Damn it.
I know it was a housewarming gift from your friend, and the first thought I had was to reimburse you, but then I remembered that that's not logical because, you know, deceased. So my next idea was to try and glue it back together before you came home, but I couldn't find the glue. And my hands kept phasing through the pieces.
You have got to be kidding me.
Go figure, right? The lights? About that was actually intentional. I was trying to get your attention. Was there a pattern to the flickers? So you did notice. I was trying to say hello using a trick that my dad had taught me when I was a kid, but it's been so long that I'm not even sure if I was doing it properly. Yeah, he had learned Morse code as a part of his Boy Scout regiment. He had taught my brother and I a few simple phrases like hello and goodbye, but as I said, some things are less focal in my memory than others these days. Would I do anything else to get your attention? I have to think about that for a bit. Not usually, no. But there are a few things that I do just to try and be helpful. Like your thermos that you keep on your nightstand. Yeah. Yeah, that was me too. I'm surprised you noticed that. I always tried to be super sneaky about the amount I'd pour. So, it wasn't only the obvious things you'd pay attention to. It was the little things as well? Now I need to rack my brain to be sure I didn't do anything too embarrassing. Oh, God. What was that? Am I the college student that died in the apartment fire? That would be me, correct. In the flesh. Or ectoplasm? Yeah, I was actually pretty bitter about that. I used to always sit and dwell on why me. I was determined to experience life despite being dead. I refused to let a little thing like passing away stop me. As it turns out, it very well can. No, not because I lost motivation. Mostly because I'm anchored to this apartment. Yeah, no, I can't leave. That's why it's been so exciting having you live here. I feel like I'm getting to live vicariously through you. The things you've done and experienced and the way you tell those stories, it's been magical. And I know some days aren't as bright as others for you. Those days are harder to watch because I know there isn't much I can do from where I'm standing to help you feel better. Refilling water glasses and fluffing pillows can only go so far. Speaking of, has today been a good day for you? I mean, minus meeting the ghost haunting your apartment. Meeting the ghost haunting your apartment has been the highlight of your day? Wait. Did you just say cute ghost? Oh my. No, nothing. I am just feeling very shy all of a sudden. Huh? I am. I never noticed that before. And truthfully, I never paid much attention to it. Never would have guessed I'd start phasing when I'm feeling bashful. What's that? You want to see what my hand feels like? Sure, I don't see why not. It tickles a bit. It feels a bit tingly now. Since we're here, and being bold, I guess, can I feel your hair? It always looks so soft, but I never wanted to touch without asking, and turns out death can be quite the language barrier. I can? Okay. Oh, it is really soft, at least from what I remember soft feeling like. You like it? Does it feel good?
when I scratch your scalp like this? Ooh, can I try? If it feels that nice, I'd like to try too. Okay. You're right. That feels fantastic. Feels like what? Cool silk. Oh my goodness. Well, of course I'm phasing. That's embarrassing. What? You bet you can make me vanish.
Oh yeah? How so?
You want to kiss me? I mean, don't you find that a little odd? Besides the fact that I'm a ghost? No, it's not that I don't want to. I mean, I've thought about it, but... Okay. But you have to close your eyes. Because I am ridiculously nervous and shy, and I am severely out of practice. Okay, so just close your eyes. Okay. I'm gonna kiss you now, okay? Wasn't so bad. My lips feel all warm and fuzzy now. They're kind of numb. Huh? Ears are cold. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean... I'm sorry. You thought I was going to disappear? Here, look. How about I give you some solid reassurance, okay? Can I see your hand? Look. Feel that in the center of my chest? How warm it is? I haven't felt this way since I was alive. That's exhilarating. I'm happy to be here. The happiest I've been since I was alive. Besides, remember what I said? I'm anchored here. You're kind of stuck with me. Unless, of course, you don't want me here, which I totally understand. I'm sure there's someone out there that could expel me if that's what you really want. You have to stop doing that. So you do want me here. Good. Because there's no one else I'd rather have the pleasure of haunting. What's something else that I would do? Okay, so you know how your blanket on the end of the bed kind of randomly straightens itself out? Yep, that's me too. You also have like a very terrible habit of not screwing the toothpaste cap back on. Do you know how much of a mess that can make? Yes, also your resident ghost girl. No, no,
No. It's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. No. No. Not at all. No, I'm sorry.